come show you, take you down in the basement and show you our little house to start with.
Okay.
You seen it?
No, I haven't.
The picture of it down there on the mural.
Oh yeah, David showed it to me, but I didn't really.
Well, you take a little more of it.
Okay.
See, this stackyard's been here ever since they.
Did you raise any corn?
Huh?
Did you raise any corn at all?
Oh yeah, that was a patch of corn.
Uh-huh.
I've raised it high. Well, I'm going to, all this plowed ground, oh, not quite all of it, I'm going to put in the corn this year and sell it.
For your stock?
In the stump.
Uh-huh.
For to the neighbor.
Yeah. Where do you store the corn at when it's harvested?
Well, you know where the big flag is over there on that big feedlot over there?
Yeah.
Well, he buys it. The last 2 years I've sold him the corn. He buys it and chops it and hauls it off and weighs me by the ton. Now right here, I cut this ground down about that far.
To level it?
Yeah, to level it. See, this road wasn't here. There used to be a bridge over there.
Uh-huh.
And Dad owned it. Come across that, then I put the bridge in here after I got the place. And that's why this road's here. And so I had it straight once, but then the snow would drift in, and then we'd make it a little crooked, and then the dirt sifted in and made it a little crookeder, and I can't keep the doggone thing straight before I stopped here. We took it down about that far, and when I was leveling it, here was a big, like a black spot where the fire had been.
Uh-huh. How big of a spot?
Oh, half as big as it, well, as big around as this car right here.
About 6 feet?
Well, maybe not. It's
uh-huh.
not the, but then there'd be then out a little ways, maybe before it hit that pipe, there's another little black spot. Over here's another little black spot. Over here's another little black spot. It's like they had a big fire. The Indians had a big fire, and then these are the little spots.
Huh.
So I just imagine that's what it was. I've got some dirt down there in the house that I picked up. A few rocks, a few burnt rocks, a few black stuff. And then way over there on a hill way over there, there's nothing over there. Another spot just like this. And then we find arrowheads and all those grinders and stuff. Now up there to Barber's from their house out to their corral, where the water, they take the water. There's a dig in a trench, and about 4.5 feet down, a backhoe right up a grinder and a bowl.
That's what you've got outside your...
No, that's what got it, but the darn kids dropped the grinder and broke it in half, and the bowl's still up there. But there it was, 4.5 feet down in the ground.
Yeah. Huh.
And over in this area, lots and lots of them, they've been found. These grinders with a bowl. There's one guy had one he used to feed his cats in all the time. I got several down here. And that one good one right there by the step, last year, I found it right over there in the middle of that plowed ground. And I know I've carried that rock half a dozen times from one place to the other and moved it.
Not knowing what it was?
Not knowing what it was, and I turned it over to pick it up, and there it was a bowl.
Huh. Yeah, do the ditches dry up in the summertime?
What?
The ditches, do they dry up?
No.
The canals?
See, they've got a few reservoirs up in the hills they built, and they store water. No, it never did dry out.
Is there any ponds or?
Well, the ponds are up there. There's Stanica Draw over there.
Uh-huh.
They fill that. And there's Red Fleet, they fill that. And the thing of it is, they put store water in that reservoir,